It's time for Magic Review! This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. This week's website is Feng Shui for Beginners on about.com. The URL is fengshui.about.com/od/faq/f/feng_shui_tips.htm. The link is also in the episode description. We've been redoing a room in our home to accommodate all our magical books, my altar, and the herbs, crystals, candles, and other assorted accoutrements of magic. It has been a weekend turned week of challenges, big and small, but it is really coming together. It is without a doubt the most beautiful room in our home, and the cats can't get enough of it, which speaks volumes on its own. So I thought an episode on a feng shui website was in order, in honor of our redecorating. I'll have to analyze the new space for its flow and elements. As you may or may not know, the Chinese art of feng shui is about introducing and balancing the five elements, wood, water, fire, metal, and air, as well as yin and yang, so that your space, and therefore you, feel positive and full of unchaotic energy. Feng Shui uses crystals, bamboo plants, buddhas, fountains, mirrors, color, and other artifacts to concentrate the qi energy of the elements in various parts of the space according to their cardinal direction. Feng Shui is really Chinese correspondence magic, done in 3D in your home or office. It requires clarity of thought and clear goals. It seeks to manipulate the environment. And it produces what are essentially magical installations that just look like decorative bowls of crystals or vivifying green plants. I mean, Buddha is a popular secular figure as well as quasi-religious icon, so people may think you're being a bit faddish by having him around, or a Buddhist, but they'll still be lulled into serenity just like the statue or painting, bowl or bush intended. It's all very complicated, but worth getting a bird's eye view of. This topic page, written and curated by Rodica Chi, is that really her name? Offers such a general view. Like all about.com pages, Feng Shui for Beginners is full of link upon link that takes you deeper into the subject. Be careful or you may lose track of your original page, as none of the links open to a new window. Also, do not view this expansive site on a mobile device, because it automatically truncates all the articles and makes you press a button to read the full article, but does not remember pages you've been to, so every time you hit the back button on your phone to get back to the starting page to keep reading the article, it's truncated all over again. It's much less frustrating on a desktop where all the articles are displayed in their entirety. The articles are light on graphics, but heavy on ads along the margins, so tread carefully. I guess that's typical of ad-supported websites these days, however, so can't complain. At least all this glorious info is free. The pages also include feng shui tutorial videos. There are also lots of links on the left-hand sidebar to specific topics within feng shui. All in all, this collection of pages will guide you to good feng shui energy and help you avoid bad or conflicted energy in your space, which is the ultimate goal of the practice. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. This is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking!